You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Looney Lewis, and today I have the honor of introducing a very special guest to the show, Karen Briscoe. Karen is the creator of the 5-Minute Success concept. She regularly speaks on national and local level on the best of 5-Minute Success. Her first book was featured in Inman as most read for your best year in real estate in 2017. Amazon ranks the book in the top 1% in its category. She has completed the exchange training and certification as well as the John Maxwell Team Certification Program for coaching, speaking, and training. Karen is the principal owner of the Huckabee Briscoe Convoy Group, HBC. The HBC group has been recognized by the Wall Street Journal as one of the 250 top realtor teams in the United States. Karen, welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be here. And I am a fan of getting up early in the morning routine.
Awesome. So we'll talk about morning routines towards the end of the show. But more importantly, tell us about yourself and where you're from in your journey.
So I have been in dirt for quite a few decades now. I started out in commercial real estate and made the move over to residential. I was the primary caregiver for our two children when they were young for about a dozen years and reentered the workforce and was on the commercial side. And that was actually during the time after 9/11 and the tech bust. And it led to that position at Nextel. A lot of times when markets are correcting and there's disruption, you know, there's opportunity, right? I mean, That's the Chinese symbol of crisis is danger and opportunity. And because I had my real estate license, I had an opportunity to go into the residential side. Well, I will say that commercial, the people in the commercial side of real estate, they think they're doing the hard stuff. They're doing the hard skills of negotiation, strategy, market knowledge, that type of thing. And the residential side are all the fluffy people who do relationships and caring about people. What I found is I actually have really strong both sides, hard and soft skills. And I met with success really quickly by connecting with people. And that often gets attention, right? When you're successful and pretty quickly, and particularly since I'd been out of the workforce for about a dozen years. So I was asked to become partners with, at the time, Sue Huckabee was number 10 in the nation. So you said Huckabee, Briscoe, Conrad, HBC Group with Keller Williams. So the Huckabee came from Sue. And sadly, she passed away in 2008. It happened to be the same month as the financial markets crashed. Mm-hmm. Well, the real estate market crashed too, right? Yes. So that was a really challenging time. And I had some muscle memory of the markets in, particularly in Texas and the savings and loan crisis in the 1980s. And I set about first surviving and then thriving and brought on my current business partner, Lizzie Conroy, who's the C in the HBC, in 2009. Because I realized I wanted to not do it alone. I wanted to do it with, I enjoyed being part of a partnership and having that collaborative business model. And so we set about rebuilding the company. Mm-hmm. And that took about a decade, actually. But 2019 was our best year ever. So in 2019, so I'm in the Northern Virginia, inside the Beltway, Washington, D.C. metro region in McLean, which is where Langley is. So watch any of the spy movies, you'll recognize the CIA in Langley. So you'll know where I am. It's a high cost of living area. So in 2019, we sold $91 million in real estate. About 100 transactions, so you can do the math, about 900,000 is our average sales price. So we have a very sophisticated clientele. So along that journey of first surviving and then thriving, people ask, well, how do you do it, right? I mean, because not everybody did survive and then thrive. And so that led to a lot of speaking and coaching. And my stories seem to really resonate with people, the stickiness of them, they were memorable and the application. And I had a number of people say to write a book. So my book, Real Estate Success in 5 Minutes a Day, came out in 2016. And then that led to the podcast, 5 Minute Success, which people say, I like to say my book asked for a podcast for its birthday. And you being in podcasting, I mean, there's just something compelling about it. I was a guest on so many podcasts. I was like, oh, well, I could have a podcast and I could have these amazing conversations. So two other books since then. And this has been what I call my creative journeys, because I had met with success and I felt like there was still something more that I was called to do. And really, this morning routine came out of that. So I'm so thrilled to talk about best morning routine practices.
Yeah, you really do have a stickiness factor about you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Because as you are talking and you kept saying first arriving and thriving, I'm like, oh, I like that. You know, you show up, you arrive, and then you thrive, right? You come and you conquer, you learn it, you master it, and then you take off.
Yes. And that is so true with so many things. But what happened that led to the morning routine was I was really having my best year ever in 2016 in real estate. But I realized, again, I was called for something more. And this book kept calling me. And yet I kept saying I didn't have enough time or money to write a book. And I was in a coaching program. And in that coaching program, we were on a retreat and we were supposed to unpack what was stopping us from doing what we said we wanted to do and, you know, putting in the tools and the knowledge and skills and abilities to change that, right? So we could do what we said we wanted to do. And on the last day, we were supposed to make a presentation and I had this epiphany, this light bulb went off. I was like, well, I'm the only one stopping me. I mean, I'm self-employed and I am an adult. And if I'm not writing a book, there's something stopping me. Mm-hmm. And I found that to be very freeing, because what it meant for me was I no longer was looking outside for something to change or a person to change for me to be able to achieve what I said I wanted in my life. And so I really had to, you know, change the way I looked at things. That's what Wayne Dyer said, right? Change the way you look at things and the things you look at change. So then my brain started thinking, okay, but how do I do that? Because I'm still busy. I mean, I'm selling $100 million worth of real estate every year. Right. I'm like, I don't do anything. And I have a husband, I have 2 children. And I came across the book by Gretchen Rubin, had written a book first called The Happiness Project. So her research as a happiness researcher was like, well, what makes people happy? And she found that there people knew what made them happy, but then she's like, well, why don't you do it? And there was all sorts of reasons. Everybody had the reasons, pretty much boiled down to time and money. And so she said, okay, well, then what you need are new habits. You need better habits. And so then she wrote the next book called Better Than Before about how to create the habits to do what you say you want to do. And there was one habit in the whole book. And it said, if you want to create more time in your life, when daylight savings time rolls around, now this is fall of the year and you have the fall back, you literally, quote unquote, gain an hour. And I, at the time, was not a morning person, because you can ask my husband. But then I said to myself, well, I'm not being very authentic if I won't even get up an hour early to do what I say I want to do. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I want to be true to myself. And so I set that morning routine. I started getting up an hour early. And I wrote the book in that hour.
Wow.
And I found, you know, well, it took longer than one day.
I'm but sure, of course.
I mean, you know, but I set aside that time to do it first. So that led to me writing the book. And I really felt like I was so empowered because I was finally doing something that I said I wanted to do in my life.
Yeah.
And the book was published. That was in the fall of 2015. The other thing is I felt like I had an urgency to it. There was one other epiphany that happened in the fall of 2015, and that was I read another book called Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert, who wrote Eat, Pray, Love. And Elizabeth, the Big Magic is about the idea that in the world, in the universe, there are ideas. And if they come to you and you don't act on it, if the idea's time has come, somebody else will. And I know you've had this happen, right? Where you've had an idea. Like I remember when my son was little and I had an idea, he'd get mosquito bites And I was like, oh, somebody should create a net that goes over like strollers. And I had this idea that I saw it like, you know, a year later, I'm like, I could have done that, right? Why didn't I do that? Mm-hmm. So I was like, this idea of the 5-minute success, I was like, this is my idea, because this merging of two concepts of a daily reader with a business book has not really been done. It's kind of peanut butter and chocolate. I was making something new. Yeah. It was better, right? And so I was like, this is my idea. And if I don't do it now, I had this urgency. If I don't do it now, somebody else is going to come out with it, and then I'm going to have regret. So 5 regrets of the dying, one of them is regrets of the things you didn't do. So I was like, I don't want to do that. I want to not regret the things I didn't do anymore. And so my book came out, and I had in August of 2016, I had so many people say, you should meet Hal Elrod. Of the Miracle Morning. I know you know the morning routine that Hal. Yeah, you know Hal. Okay. I'm like, why? Right? You know, and he's like, well, because part of the morning routine is reading, and your 5 minutes a day would fit perfectly with that. And I'm like, and it'll fit perfectly with yours. You're a hip
savers.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about that cold showers. But so, anyhow, I set about meeting him, and there was just this comedy of things that caused it hard for me to meet him. But when I finally did, and I started the morning routine because of him. And that led to so many things since then. The biggest bit was that he invited me to his event, which was in San Diego in December. And I'm like, I don't have time to go away in December, blah, 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 and all the reasons. And then I thought to myself, you know, he said he would endorse my book, and he didn't really know me. He just met me once. And here I am already putting up resistance.
Barriers. Yeah, those limitations came back.
Why am I doing this? I'm saying I want this in my life, and yet I'm the one that's stopping me. The world really isn't stopping me. I'm stopping me. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to say yes. And that was a really so pivotal, because being part of the Quantum Leap Mastermind community and just being around, you know, the people you surround yourself with, right? Just surrounding myself with that has just led to so much that has been. Now, there have been challenges along the way. My husband was forced to retire early. And so there was some, health. My husband was in the hospital on my 60th birthday with a congestive heart failure. My mother broke her hip during COVID. I'm not saying that just stopped things from happening to me.
Right.
I'm just saying that I am now living the life I love as I create the life of my dreams, instead of waiting for other things to happen for me to be able to do that.
Yeah, well put, Karen. And I love that the morning routine has actually opened your eyes to more that you can accomplish. That's the beauty of the morning routine. You take care of yourself and everything else. Like, you have the energy, you have the mental bandwidth to accomplish more. You know, we don't make the correlation soon enough to realize the power of morning routines and how it affects the rest of your day, the rest of your other areas of your life.
And it really empowered for me just the energy, because I've kind of become a little bit of an expert of time, just because the whole 5-minute success led to a lot of research on habit formation and time. And the idea, there's kind of two quotes that come to mind, and one is what Lazu said, and that is, time is a created thing. To say I don't have time is like saying I don't want to. Because everybody has the same amount of time, right? So we all make choices about how we spend our time. It's really energy, not time, that is a fundamental currency of high performance. And Tony Schwartz said that. So it's energy. So what happens with a morning routine and being on the call of creativity and the call of contribution, being on those calls, is they create energy. And that then provides the resource for doing what we say we want to do in our lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in the power of a mastermind, we can get into different topics here.
Because we could probably talk all day.
Yeah. You bring up mastermind, and Napoleon Hill says, you know, when two or three minds all come together, a third mind is created. That is the beauty, because it's powerful. And it's enough, because you don't have to take 10 years to learn how to do something. You can learn from somebody who came before you, who's all other people, like-minded people like you, within months. You're saving time.
And it really is. It's that attraction, right? So what you attract is what you're putting out, right? So that energy. And then you also have, you know, what you appreciate. So when you appreciate that experience, then you have more of it.
Yeah.
People want it the other way around, right? They want it and then they'll appreciate it. Like, yeah, you got to appreciate it first. You have to get into the community first. That's what, why I was so appreciative that Hal invited me, because that and his open nature and his willingness to bring me in without me first doing something, right, was extremely compelling. It was a very compelling experience. And I feel that the same thing with you, because I'm already feeling this energy flow.
Yeah. Yeah. And Karen, I want to, before we get too far into morning routines, tell me about the 5-minute success. What is it and how can one achieve it?
So the idea of 5-minute success came about because in the speaking and coaching and training with people, I invariably would hit this roadblock, this resistance from people that they said they didn't have enough time for personal and business development. And I said, well, I was like trying to break down this barrier. I was like, well, do you have 5 minutes a day? And everybody said they did. And now that I've done more habit research, I understand that this is actually Parkinson's law. So limiting and restricting time actually makes people more effective and efficient. I know you've experienced this because it happens right before you're getting ready to go on vacation, right?
Yep.
When you have this time barrier, you will make things happen. You will make the important things happen, right? And so that's what happens with the 5-minute success, because people were not starting, and by not starting, then they weren't ever experiencing the benefits of it. And I'm sure you've had this resistance with people with your morning routine, is that you're like, just do it, right? Just do it, right? And then you start to experience the benefits. And there's several ways people experience benefits. One is they'll like start to have the snowball effect, right? It'll build on itself. Some people, it's a domino, like they knock over one thing and everything else starts to fall into place. Some people are more of the ripple, like the pebble gets thrown in the pond and then they have ripple out. They have better relationships. They're more productive. They're more just happier in life. And then that makes everything better. But you have to start.
Right.
Right. Because if you don't start, and it's like any habit, right? How do you start a habit and then build it so it becomes a habit, so that it isn't, people think that it's willpower, and habits are better than willpower, because they will propel you forward even when you don't feel like doing it.
Yeah, because it become automatic. You don't think about it, because you remember when you were learning how to drive, how cognizant you were, right? How alert you were. And then after you got your license, 3 months into it, you're more lax. You're more, you're behind the wheels. Now you can drink your water and drive with one hand, because that task has become automatic. It's moved from your conscious mind to your subconscious mind. And now you're operating out of a programmed mind.
Yeah, that's called automaticity in habit formation language. And the other thing about it is that, oh my goodness, I was lost my train of thought. Oh, smaller, bringing information in and inspiration in smaller nuggets actually can have more of an impact. What happens frequently when people read books or they do training, it becomes like this tsunami. It's too much information. So then they don't remember any of it. So the idea of these bite-sized small nuggets of information, that's why daily readers and inspirational and religious literature has always been very powerful, because the daily feeding of your mind, and that's probably why you have reading on here, it's part of your,
yep.
Yeah, it's that daily feeding of your mind. It really isn't a quantity thing. Often quality can have more of an impact. Then it has a place to grow, right? So the same with, visualization, right? It isn't always length of time, right? It's depth of time.
Right.
And so these things, the ideas are, you have to first get people to do it, to start.
Yeah. And I like that you brought this up, because James Clear also talks about the slow and steady way of introducing any habit into your life. There's habit stacking, right? If you're already brushing your teeth and you want to meditate, Well, while you're standing there brushing your teeth, you can start taking a couple of deep breaths or just incorporate gratitude. Like, today I'm grateful for my kids, my life. And that's habit stacking, because you're already doing something. You got to brush your teeth every day anyway. So why not add something slowly into it where it's just a couple of seconds you're doing it. And then eventually that will grow to more, where it'll become its own habit where you can set a time specifically for it. He talks about like a 2-minute rule. You can do anything for 2 minutes.
So the same with the 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And the thing is that people, the point of, or the purpose of, you know, business training and reading and is that you're supposed to be able to have those knowledge, skills, and abilities when you need them, right? To be able to have the recall. So that's where the stickiness comes in, this inspiration and insights with stories, because people remember stories, and then a takeaway. So every day has something. So then over time, you build up this wealth of information that you can then access when you need it. The recall is much stronger when it's delivered in this more purposeful way.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Now, I know you have, what makes you really powerful, Karen, is that you have both the background in commercial real estate and in residential. And you've learned and seen a lot along during that that time. Please share with us, in terms of real estate, what are the top like secrets of agents?
Well, so the idea of the book that I brought to my publisher, he goes, yes, I can see how every day would be different, because a lot of real estate agents and sales professionals or entrepreneurs are very caught up with the shiny object or the squirrel phenomenon, right? They're off to the next thing. So I want every day to be different to feed into that. But I also, he recognized what he told me is there's basic fundamentals, which is what you just said. So the first basic fundamental of 5-minute success, really any business success, is commit to get leads. So that's business development, prospecting, lead generation. I mean, you and I are both podcasters. I mean, we have to lead generate for podcast guests, right?
Yep.
We have to lead generate for our community. We're always doing some sort of business development prospecting, because until you have a lead, if you will, you really have nothing to do in sales. And then the next component is the consult to sell. Some people refer to that as conversion, but it's the idea that you take that lead and you go through some process. And that at the end of that process, there's something that takes place. Another example that's outside the what we consider as a business world, but say your dentist, right? Your dentist has to have patients, so they do, you know, something to bring patients in. Then they actually, you know, clean your teeth or do x-rays. So you do something. But what often happens is people get stuck or on this kind of hamster wheel of only as good as their next deal or patient or client or whatever it is. And to build something I call connect, build, and grow, to create that scale, the systems, the leverage, so that you can have something that's sustainable. That is the next principle. And then the overarching encompassing principle is success, thinking, activities, and vision. And that's mindset and motivation. And the idea that you have a vision for what you want, you know, in your life now and in the future, you also think about it. You have the affirmations and you have that as part of your morning routine. So you have visioning and affirmations, but then you have the actions, the activities, because there are a lot of, you know, motivational speakers that tell you to have a vision and tell you to do affirmations, but there is something that makes those things happen, right?
Yeah.
So you get up and you do it, right? And that is over encompassing. And that is what I found being the host of the 5-Minute Success podcast when my podcast came about, was because these core principles really are very universal to any type of enterprise, if you will, either professional or, like I said, even dentists, even churches, right? They call it evangelism is their lead generation. You know, they call it ministry, their conversion, or their consulting. And then they need to build and grow, because at some point, you know, the community will die off, right? So there's always natural attrition. And so really, these principles are very fundamental.
Yeah. And so number four is thinking, creative, visioning, and in action. What was number three? Missed that.
Oh, connect to build and grow. So that's going beyond just this, you know, only as good as your next deal, if you will. You actually create something that's sustainable and scalable. It goes beyond the founder, if you will. It has something that can carry it forward.
Like a legacy of some sort. You want to be in there for the long term, the long haul.
Yes, because what happens is, and we saw this, you know, in this time of COVID-19, that how quickly some businesses really weren't able to sustain, right? Now we're hoping that, you know, with some help, they'll be able to come back. But at the same time, there's some industries that are just more fragile than others. So I'm not saying that there wasn't possible, but I do see what happens is that many people don't take the time. Like, for example, a morning routine, that's a basic fundamental building block that creates a more sustainable life too.
Yeah.
This isn't just your business. This is your life.
Yeah. And it's forming habits. It's transforming your life. That's the end goal that, you know, that when we talk about connect and grow, it's not just doing these things in the morning. It's doing these things over and over again. And then watching your life unfold and transform because of these things.
Yes, that is so true.
I'm reading the book right now on Jeff Walker, Launch, and he talks about, you know, I just lost my train of thought because I was going to what you were saying earlier.
Well, a lot of businesses are in launch mode, but then how do you get it to orbit? That's what connect, build, and grow is. That's a really great analogy. Okay. So if you're wanting to launch a business, you want to get that rocket ship. It takes a lot of energy, right, to get it launched.
Yeah.
But then there has to be a point where, you know, it goes into orbit, and then you can, you know, there's a sustaining doesn't take the level of energy, but there is a different type of energy that needs to be instilled so that then it can keep doing that, because at some point, right, if it doesn't get into orbit properly, then it'll get off course.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Karen, let's get into it. What is your morning routine? How do you get up, dress up, and show up?
Well, it's very similar to yours, and that's why I'm so appreciative of having this opportunity to visit with you. And I'm looking forward to the app hit savers. So I have been mostly following the Hal Elrod, which follows very similar saver acronym. The last one, the S. So I have to confess, I do have a good friend, Jesse Harless, who wrote a book about cold showers. The idea of a cold shower really wasn't, you know, something I was warming up to. But I heard Jeremy Slate speak, and I thought, you know, I haven't tried it. So how can I make a judgment about something if I haven't tried it?
Yeah.
So I did it this morning. I did 30 seconds, which was big for me because I like warm showers, honestly. It's kind of like the resistance I had about getting up early. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to build up. I'm going to start small and build up like other habit formations. But the cold shower, I've heard the benefits of it from many people. And so I've just started, because of you, incorporating that in my life. See, you've already made change in the world.
I'm already starting. This is fantastic. Congratulations for taking that step. That's only 30 seconds. And what fascinated me about Jeremy Slate's notion on it is like it burns brown fat.
Yeah, I was like, bring it on. That's what I was saying too. I was like, okay, bring it on. I did feel very energized. And that was what I focused on. I was like, this is going to bring me energy, right? I kept saying it's energy, not time. So this 30 seconds, and then I'm going to work up to a minute. But I kept telling myself, this is bringing me energy. Right. Instead of thinking, oh my God, this is cold. So, right. If you could, it's what you focus on expands. Right. So I was focusing on the idea that this is energy.
The benefits it's going to give you, because it's that gratification. Right. We want immediate gratification. This is not gratifying at the moment, so I will not do it. But if we don't focus too much about what the long term satisfaction is, which is the benefit, which is that alertness, which is that wakefulness that it will give you and give us, it gives me, right? And it is that sense of like jolt of like, okay, I'm up now.
Yes, it really did. It gave me that vigorous impact that, I feel like I've had a lot of situations in my life now where I'm recognizing that I was the one, or I am the one stopping me. It reminds me of one of your quotes by Louise Hay. If you accept a limiting belief, then it will become a truth for you. So the opposite is true as well. Okay. If you're challenging a limiting belief, And you can change, right? I can change. And that has been very powerful for me to recognize that I can change. I can make a choice. I can choose.
Karen, I love you. Like, I can talk to you all day.
Yeah, same here. I got you.
I really can. We can get so in depth into it. I'm just going to have to bring you back on the show because I have another call that I'm late for. But I want to give you an opportunity to tell the audience how they connect with you, how to find your podcast and in your book.
So it's really easy because it's the number 5 minute success. So that's the podcast. That's the website. That's Facebook, all the social media, LinkedIn, Instagram. And then the books are available on Amazon. If you would like bulk copies, let me know because I can get you a break. So the 3 books, Real Estate Success in 5 minutes a Day, Commit to Get Leads, 66 Day Challenge, and Flip Time, Love Life. That's my most recent book about the calling of the heroine's journey, about this call to adventure, the call to creativity, the call to contribution that we all have. And that this story, Haley on this heroine's adventure, the journey she went on to learn to love the life she has as she creates and co-creates the life of her dreams.
Fantastic. Karen, I really love the theme of today's show is, and you brought into perspective, is we are stopping ourselves. We are limiting ourselves. There's no one else. You know, you said it very, very innocently. We're adults. There's no one else really getting in our way of stopping us from achieving the right, from stopping us from writing the book, from actually starting the morning routine or building a business. And I love that notion that you shared with us that we need to get out of our own way and accepting those being aware of those limiting beliefs so that we can thrive.
Yes. And that's the good news.
Yeah. And I thank you for sharing. Just a brief recap. I want to share with the audience about the real estate, the secrets, the top 4 secrets, right, that you shared is commit to getting leads. Lead generation, you have to be able to sustain the business and actually get new clients and new customers into your business. And then number 2, you talked about converting that to a sale, consult to sell. Number 3, you said connect and grow to be able to leave a legacy and be able to sustain your business, especially in this time, right, during COVID, where a lot of businesses were not ready. They're not information businesses. And I was telling you about Jeff Walker. He says that every business, even a brick mortar business, should have an information section, even if they're sharing information on how to do certain things, because you want to be able to sustain your business and grow beyond the physical location. And also number 4, you talk about thinking, creativity and envisioning and taking action.
You did a wonderful job. I appreciate you.
Oh, my pleasure. I appreciate the value that you brought to the show and to me this morning. I thank you so much for your time.
And here's to your success.
Cheers.
All right, morning enthusiasts. That's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.